This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's part of a flurry of diplomacy aimed at trying to work out another ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. This morning, Hamas's top leader is in Egypt for talks. Here at home, Donald Trump's presidential campaign is promising to go to the U.S. Supreme Court after Colorado's Supreme Court banned him from the Colorado primary ballot. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Colorado Supreme Court has banned former President Donald Trump from the state's ballot under the Constitution's Insurrection Clause. The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Colorado's highest court overturned a ruling from a district court judge who found that Trump incited an insurrection for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. But that judge said Trump could not be barred from the ballot because it was unclear that the provision was intended to cover the presidency. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case.
Civil rights groups have filed suit trying to stop that new Texas law on immigration from taking effect. The law signed by Governor Greg Abbott this week will allow police to arrest migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. President Biden travels to Wisconsin today to highlight black-owned businesses. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
Wisconsin was among the most competitive states in Biden's 2020 election win, and the battleground state will likely be key to his re-election hopes in 2024. Biden is trying to pep up American voters at a time when polls show that many people are not pleased with his handling of the economy.
A TV news helicopter has crashed in New Jersey, killing both a pilot and the photographer on board. WPVI-TV in Philadelphia says it's not clear yet what brought down the helicopter. This is AP News. Now to California and what it's doing about wastewater.
Regulators in California approved new rules that would let water agencies recycle wastewater. It could mean the water in California used to flush a toilet could be recycled through the kitchen faucet. For decades, it's been a struggle to find reliable sources of drinking water.
We live in California where the drought happens all the time, and with climate change, it will only get worse.
At the Santa Clara Valley Water District, Kirsten Struve says it may not sound pleasing, but recycled water is super clean. Colleague Lakeisha Bryant says it's a three-step process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
This is not a requirement. California is just the second state to allow wastewater to tap water, following Colorado. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.